Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Doctor, thank you for being with us. Can you tell us, are there always clear signs in a child or teenager before they commit a mass shooting?
Well, I think it's difficult to say, to use the word always. But often when we look back in hindsight, we do see behaviors and we see patterns and we see things that seem obvious to us now. But I know that currently behavioral scientists, as well as law enforcement officials, are looking at ways that we can identify people before something horrific like this occurs and allow us to intervene sooner.
You know, it seems like a common theme that we often hear is that the suspect has been bullied in his lifetime.
It is common, and it is a trait and an experience that we do tend to see in these individuals.
So how can you or anyone intervene before someone gets to this point where something like this happens?
Well, I think for individuals who may interact with these folks in either in the workplace or perhaps in schools, I think it's very important to be able to bring those concerns to the appropriate officials. And I think what we need to do as a nation is really work on how to better identify those communication routes so that people know who to take those concerns to. But I think it's very important that we all play a role in that, and then that our authorities are able to follow through and investigate the concerns appropriately.
Can you tell us what some of those signs might be?
Well, certainly threatening behavior, whether that's verbal or in written form. We know that in some of these cases, the individuals have had a history of doing that. So making threats, it could be aggressive behavior as well, overt aggressive behavior toward others. It could also be for individuals who are having a lot of significant psychiatric issues. It could be that they're experiencing delusions or hallucinations. So though most people that have behavioral health issues are not a threat to anyone, there are individuals who need some help and need an intervention. And so again, it's about really being able to get that information to the right people.
And as a parent, you know, sometimes it can be hard to see your kid acting out and you just think, oh, it will pass, right? But in these instances, it doesn't.
Well, that's correct. And again, these are horrific, and these incidents are clearly tragically becoming a regular part of our life. And we need to do everything we can in this country to stop that. These are exceedingly rare. However, we do want to act when we have concerns. And so in addition to bringing concerns to officials in schools, for example, or law enforcement, we also want to make sure that we connect with pediatricians and mental health clinicians and school counselors and those folks as well.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.